I see you changed your bed sheets, goddess. Yeah. I remember. Of course, you bought these when you were out of town last month. So soft. Smells so fucking good. I could just lay in your bed all day in these cozy sheets and smell like you in your room, surrounded by all your things. It's the next best thing, because it almost feels like I'm being cradled in your warm embrace. I still remember that one time I took the pile of slept-in sheets from your laundry, my goddess. I could say they were dirty, but that wouldn't be true. Your sheets are never dirty. They're more pure after you've slept in them. Fuck. I immediately smothered my face in them. You're wonderful. Delicious scent just taking over my senses. I fitted them on my bed and pillows as soon as I got home. I called in sick to work and stayed in bed for a whole week straight.
Oh, it was a week of ecstasy.
A whole week of ecstasy. I couldn't believe it. Lying down, sleeping, touching myself, and just existing in the sheets. The space where you lied down, slept, and fuck. Oh, you touched yourself in. Oh, it was heaven. And that's when I knew. I mean, obviously, I'd known it before, but I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond anybody's reasoning, that you were the one for me, the center of my existence, the object of my worship, my reason for living, the only reason. Do you know why? Of course you wouldn't. Someone as perfect as you. You can't imagine, you can't begin to know the suffering something like me has to endure before they find someone like you. But I knew, because that week I spent in your embrace, it was quiet. My head was empty. Even my nightmares stopped. And the voices in my head that always get so loud to the point that I can never even hear myself think, because all I'd hear was these fucking voices telling me to just do it. Do it, 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 because nobody's gonna care. Nobody would care. Nobody would notice at all if I just take that fucking knife and carve my own guts out and watch the warm entrance spilling out from inside me and all over the fucking kitchen floor, slit my own throat, or dangle from my ceiling, or blow my fucking brains out. But during that week, only that week, for the first time in so long, there was silence. My mind was empty. The voices were quiet. It was like that heavy, haunting silence that comes after a storm, followed by something like a slight ringing in your ears. And it was almost like I saw this bright light, and I could pick up the hum of a choir of angels somewhere, somewhere very distant, far, far away from me, but there was no choir, there was no trumpets, no singing. It's something better than that. All I heard and all I saw was you, my love. Your eyes, the way they crinkle when you smile. How much of an honor would it be to have those eyes cast their gaze on a thing like myself? I can't comprehend. As I drowned in your sheets, I felt your hands. I really did. I could feel them. How soft they were touching me, stroking my hair, cradling my face, cupping over my ears so I don't hear those voices again. Just heard your soft voice filling up that silence. You whispered to me, told me it's okay. I should listen to those voices spitting at me and all their cruelty, and I have a purpose. I have a reason to breathe, to wake up each day and deal with whatever shit that imposter God throws at me, because all that I have stomached and all that I've done led me to you. To be nestled in your loving embrace. Knowing everything is alright in the world, because now I don't have to worry about anything else. Just be a good devotee and your most loyal worshiper. And that's something I'd always be happy and grateful for. There is no greater honor than having nothing to live for but to be yours forever. Because I love you. 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 Can I even say those words? Oh, fuck. Can I? Just a lowly, wretched thing like me. How can I ever hope to be worthy of loving you, at least of all possessing your love? Love. Your love. Your hatred. Your attention, your recognition, your notice. Goddess. My cruel goddess, why won't you look at me? Haven't I been a good worshiper? Haven't I been a most faithful servant and devotee? Why, my goddess, why would you not look at me? Were my efforts lacking? Didn't I try hard enough to show my devotion? Huh? I know I can get a little clumsy sometimes, but I promise I'll do better. I really didn't mean to stain your blouse, stabbing him like that, but he wouldn't leave you alone, even when you said no, and how could I just stand there and do nothing from the shadows where I was watching over you? If I saw that, I saw how terrified you were, and I wanted to comfort you, I really did. But then your eyes shifted from his convulsing body, bleeding out in that dark alley, over to me. I was so happy. My goddess is finally looking at me, I thought, but no. You were looking at me like I was some kind of monster. You were shaking in terror, even as I tried to embrace you, to tell you that it was all right, that you were safe, finally, you were with me. And that you were smart, you're amazing, and just perfect in all the ways. I knew you would have understood. You would have known what I did for you. You would have known I did it for you, that I only wanted the best for you. I knew I would have gotten through to you at that moment, and you would have been so impressed and pleased with my worship. You would have stroked my head so lovingly as I kneeled down on that dirty ground and laid that bloody knife at your feet. I was gonna do it. But no. If only we weren't interrupted by those drunk idiots stumbling in the alley. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I got distracted at that moment. Because when I turned to look back, you were gone. Just fucking vanished. You must have run away to the comfort of your own home. Right to this very bed. Under these very covers I'm lying in. I was devastated. And I know that anyone would have given up after that, but I was more determined than ever. More determined Because of you. Because of what you did for me. Because you looked at me. Now that I knew the joy of having my goddess's eyes looking at me, I swore to do anything I had to do so that I could have that honor again, but this time, look at me with love, hatred, indifference, ridicule, mockery, anything, 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 my love, except for that blind terror in your eyes last night when you looked at me. I can't bear that again. I can't. And I won't. Did you like my presents, my love? I made sure to have them delivered every week without fail. I did everything. Everything. Everything I could, and it still's not enough. I could see you, my goddess. Because I always see you. Always. And you are always unhappy. Even with my presence, my constant worship, you are always on edge, stressing out, worried, anxious all the time. About what? I have no idea. But it doesn't matter. I don't need to know. I know that you're above me. The things that you think and worry about, I can't comprehend, I'm sure, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Because I'm here now. Patiently waiting for you to come home, to our home, because my home is wherever you are. You understand that, right? You have to understand. You have to. If you don't, I can help you. I'll make you. You'll see. You know, it looks like I'll need to come to terms with the fact that my presence, they just weren't enough, but that's okay. It's okay. You'd come home to me, and I'd be the one to bring you comfort. Even now, oh, it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. Oh, I won't have to wait long before that front door opens. And I'll shiver in anticipation as your footsteps get closer and closer. Until you step into your bedroom and you'll see me here in your bed, our bed, goddess. Now I know you might be surprised at first. Your eyes might get big and a little scared just at first. But listen, I'm gonna show you. I can't wait to make you see how happy you're gonna be. Knowing that I've finally gathered enough courage to devote myself to you like this in person, in the open. I'd let you do whatever you want with me. Anything. Let you use me, play with me, torture me, whatever you like. All I have and everything I am is yours. Oh, I can't wait to make you happy. You. Please, you. Now that I'm finally giving you all the worship you deserve, and you know you deserve it, you deserve everything that I'm gonna give to you, because you are my goddess, my love. Oh, now I'm grinding my hips against your pillow in excitement, just wishing that you come home earlier. So that I can amuse you without how needy I probably look right now. Oh, fuck. I grind against your foot or on the couch. I know I probably don't deserve to touch you yet, but I promise I can prove my worth. I'll do anything and everything. I'll lick your feet, massage your legs, wash your hair, anything that you want. I'll even clean your floors with my tongue if you tell me to. Oh, it would be my fucking honor. Oh, God. Come on. Come on. Come on, please. Please. Please, my love. Come on. Oh, God.
I even brought you a very special present to prove my loyalty. It's just there in the kitchen. See? I noticed your boss. He's been giving you a hard time at work. You know, emailing you in the dead of night. And even on your days off, asking you to cover more shifts, forcing you to take on more workload than usual. He was a piece of shit and a complete waste of space. You know that already. But now, he can finally be useful for once. I gave him that gift. Really, it was a gift for you. And I promise, I was more careful this time, my love. I know you didn't like it when things got messy before, but I promise I cleaned him and cut him up so well. And I stuffed him in all those nice little baggies. No mess. Mm-mm. Your present's in your freezer. Now that it's full, you have less groceries to worry about. I'd love to provide that for you. Provide anything for you. Please come home, my love. It's so cold without you. However nice your bed is, it's nothing compared to your actual presence. The thrum of energy your body lends to any room that you're in. I am sorry. I'm sorry that I'm being so greedy, but I can't help it, goddess. Now that the clock continues to tick, but I know that any moment now you're about to walk through that door. I'll be honest, my patience is wearing thin. Your pillow just won't do anymore. I've been edging myself since the minute I lay in your bed, and I can't take it anymore. More. I need it. But I won't. I'll save it for you. I haven't even touched myself the whole time that I was here. Just your things. Trying to get close to you. I want to save it and prepare for when you finally come home. When you finally look at me, speak to me, smile at me, accept me. Love me, goddess. I miss you. I can't wait anymore. I wish you. Welcome home.